Okay, we're going to get right to it. Amen.
Amen.
If you could, you open your books up. Amen. The book of Matthew's. Amen. We're going to take a look at Matthew's 25. Amen. We're going to start at verse 31. Amen. We're going to read verse 31 through 34. Amen. And then we're going to drop down to 41. 31 through 34, Matthew's 25. We're going to read 31 through 34. And then we're going to drop down to 41. You get that from me, Doc? Okay. Doc, are you going to do it?
It don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
I'll go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, D. That's fine. Yes, sir.
Matthew 25, starting at verse, what's that verse?
31.
31.
And read through 34.
And then go to 41.
And then drop down to 41.
Okay. Verse 31 reads,
Amen.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Verse 34 reads, Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom, prepare for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 41 said, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. May the Lord add a blessing to his readers and the hearers of his words.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, D. Amen. For this morning's message, the topic is, you're a winner. Amen. You're a winner. Don't throw your hand in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Oh, gracious Father, we come in once again, Lord God. Lord God, we just come in and giving thanks to you. Lord, when we think about it, Lord, you've truly been good to us, Lord God. Lord God, we shouldn't have anything to complain about. Amen. Every time we look around, you're blessing us. And now, Lord God, as I prepare, Lord God, to speak before your people, I ask that you take me, hide me behind your cross. But most of all, I ask, Lord, that you give your people an ear to hear what it is that you have to say through me. Amen. We ask in these and all you many blessings in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And once again, PV, y'all know me. Amen. Y'all know I have good news and good news. Good news, number one, is I'm speaking. Number two is I won't be long. We're going to be out of here real soon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to try and give you 3 points so far in my life. I haven't been able to stick exactly to the three, but I always attempt to. Point number one is you are a child of God. Point number two, it's a fixed fight. And point number three is that you win in the end. Amen. 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 Okay, so we just went over a verse that's what's going to be taking the place in the end, amen. But most of all, what I want you to understand is that you are a child of God, amen. And you just didn't happen to be a child of God, amen. You have been predestined to be a child of God. God predestined you. Amen? Amen. So, understanding that God has predestined you, God has made you wonderfully perfect according to God's own purpose and God's own will. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. So, understanding that he have made you perfectly according to his own will, and that you have been made perfectly Amen. And that you have been predestined, knowing that, okay, you're a child of God. Amen. Amen. So being a child of God entitles you to benefits that God have put in place for you. So understanding this is that, look, God has designed you to do exactly what he had planned for you to do.
Amen.
He designed your body exactly that in the way that he wanted to for it to operate. Look, understand this. God put you in time. Amen?
Amen.
God, so since God placed you in time, understanding time. I preached that not long ago. I'm going to preach it again. Listen, time affects everything. There's nothing that time do not touch. There's nothing that time do not change. Amen?
Amen.
Even if you build a brand new building and no one's in that building, over time, that building deteriorates and it falls. It starts to crumble.
Yeah.
Listen, if you have a brand new house and nobody enters that house, and lives in that house deteriorates faster than a house would that built at the same time that people live in.
Amen.
Okay, listen, your body is the same way. God did not design you to last forever. You are not built to last forever. And that's why you deteriorate over time. You're not going to stay here. I don't care how many vitamins and pills and potions you take.
Amen.
Because God has designed you that way. And don't think that God don't care. He does. Listen, because he's looking out for you because he has something better for you in the future.
Amen. Amen.
So knowing that you are a child of God, God has made you. He has predestined you. Now understanding where he placed you. Okay, he placed you in this on this earth here. Amen. And on this earth, because you are a child of God, you're going to have oppositions. Because guess where the devil is? Guess where he's at? He's right here. He's right here. Listen, people. You in a fight. You in a fight. He's not abandoning you. You in a fight. It's just like a boxer.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, when a boxer that goes in the ring and fight, they set a number of rounds for this fight to go.
Yeah.
Amen. God has set a number of rounds for you to go.
Lord have mercy.
Your time on here is, it just didn't happen. It just don't fall out of the sky. Listen, God has already planned when you will exit here.
Amen.
He have already planned that. Listen, he have already planned out what you're going to do in the time between then, the time between you when you was born and the time between when you're going to leave.
Yeah.
So he have not abandoned you. You have you in this fight, and the rounds have been predetermined by God. Amen?
Yeah.
And just like a fighter, okay? A fighter, when he's in the ring and he's doing fighting and stuff, guess what? He get tired.
Yeah.
He get tired. He takes licks all upside his head, in his stomach, everywhere. And guess what he does when the bell rings? Bing, 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 bing. He go to the corner, and he got somebody in the corner. He give somebody put a stool. He sit down, and the first thing he does, and they put water in his mouth. They give him water, and they put water on his face. And you got somebody massaging his muscles and stuff and wiping them down. And they say, what? You good to go. Get back in there. The rain, the bell rang, bing, bing, bing. You go back, and you're all fresh, and you're ready to go. Listen, these are the things that you have to face.
Yes.
Listen, these are oppositions. Listen, sickness. You have to fight it. You have to fight oppositions. You have to fight opposition for these people who mistreat you. Cheaters, deceivers. Every time you go in, you're getting another dose. Amen. The opponent changes. The opponent changes. You're not fighting the same person or entity or the same problem, if you will. Because when you look up at one time, you're pretty good, and you're winning around. Amen. You come back in, and you got a brand new opponent. Amen. Finances. Beating you all upside the head.
Yep.
Amen. And the bell ring, you go back to your corner. Get you some more water. Get your face wiped down. And they massage your muscles, and they pull. Hey, bell ring, get back in there. Don't give up. Look. The thing you got to understand is that it's a what? It's a fixed fight.
It's a fixed fight.
You are a child of God. And God have placed you in this thing.
Yeah.
And he's not going to remove all of them. Sure, he removed some of them. But you got to face some problems. This world is for the problems. And that's what you do. You're in a fight. And when everything is going good for you, when you're winning around, guess what? The devil shows up again, a different opponent, and he attacks a loved one.
Yep.
Now here you go again. Are you going to give up? You're a child of God. God has called you to be. Listen.
Look. I can't say it better than God. Listen. Galatians 4. Amen. God, doggone it. Look at that. I'm almost done. God dog it. Amen. You there? We there? Galatians 4. You got it? Amen, Deke. Let's read verses 4 through 4 through 7.
Amen.
Let's read 4 through 7. Amen.
Galatians 4.
Yes.
4 through 7, the heirs of God's grace.
Amen.
And it reads, now I say that the heirs, as long as he is a child, differ nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But it's under tutors.
Wait a minute. Galatians 4? 4 through 7. Is that where you at?
That's where I am.
Galatians 4. Okay, go ahead. My book's different. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to read it all over again. 4:1 said, now I say that the heirs, as long as he is a child, differ nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. 2, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. 3, even so we, when we were children, we was in bondage under the elements of the world. Verse 4 said, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of a son. 6, and because ye are sons of God, because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Verse 7, wherefore? thou art no more a servant.
Amen.
But a son, and if a son, then an heir of God.
Amen.
Through Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now see, God says it's better than I can. Amen. See, God has called you to be sons. And if you're a son of God, guess what? You are heir and a joint heir. You are heir and a joint heir. God have called you. Listen, listen. If God have called you and made you a heir and a joint heir, what God look like letting you lose the fight?
Amen.
What does he look like? He letting his sons and daughters lose a fight. Listen. It ain't so, people.
Amen.
It ain't so. It's all designed to make you think, because the devil is at work. Where he going to and fro? Doing what? Seeking. He ain't nothing but a dog that's walking with no teeth. But he make you think, because of all the problems and all the troubles that he send you through. Listen, you are in a fixed fight. You in a fixed fight. You're a child of God. Even in this life, would you allow your child to be beat? No. That's not going to happen. Some people not going to even allow you to even talk to their kids. You go out there trying to put your hands on somebody else's kid? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Well, God dog it. So guess what you are to God? He's just putting these problems on you. But look, you win in the end. Don't throw the towel in. Don't give up. Go to your corner. Let them sit you on that stool. Take you a drink. Massage your muscles down. Wipe your face down. Refresh you. Get back in the fight. Get back in there. I saw a movie not long ago that they had these people was having a fight. Listen, I forget the name of the movie, but anyway. They made a bet, amen, and they was having a fight out there. And so the guy went to his corner, and he sat down in his corner, amen, and so they was working on it. And the fighter says, hey, I'm cut. And the guy, because they had money on him, he told him, say, you ain't got no cut. Look here. Yeah, that's just a stretch. You ain't got to get back in there because they had money on him. Listen, get back in there. Take a break. Get you some water, a Gatorade, or a Coke, or whatever it is. Have a Coke and a smile. Listen, listen, listen. You have been put in a position where everything's not rosy. You're not in a tulip field. Everything just don't happen all good. That's not what life is. Life is just not that away. Every time you think that thing is all good and you're in a tulip field and you're tipping around and things is just wonderful, dadgum, something else slaps you and knocks you down. Listen, get back up.
Yes.
It ain't over. It ain't over. You may lose a round. Listen. You may lose a round. But you're not going to lose the fight. Because it's what?
It's already predetermined. Yeah. It's a fixed fight. Yeah. The devil knows he ain't going to win. The devil knows he's not going to win. Look, he knows this book better than you do or me. He knows this book. He knows in the end he's going to lose. He's just trying to disencourage you to get you to go with him. But your father have already predetermined that that's not going to happen if you just stay in the fight. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw your hand in because you got a winning hand. Your hand's a winner. You're on the right side. Listen, listen, listen. And I'm fixing to take my seat. I'm done. The U.S. military, listen. Listen to me. The U.S. military don't win every battle. They do not. They do not win every battle. But they will win the fight. I guarantee you this. I guarantee you they're not going to lose. Amen? Amen? Because that's when something goes wrong, they analyze it. They take it back and they break it down and they run through it. And see, okay, what happened? What went wrong? What this, that, and that other? Okay, and then they have people, hey, look, this is what happened. And then they develop something to counteract that. What's going on? We don't know, people. You have no clue about the things that go on with the military. You have no clue. You have no clue. And it ain't that the U.S. is the only smart ones out there. These other people are smart, too. These other people are smart, too. But I guarantee you, when you slap the U.S., they're going to find out what happened. I guarantee you that. They're going to find out what happened. And you're not going to slap them the same way the second time. I guarantee you. It's not going to happen there. You the same way, people. Don't give up. Stay in the fight. You got a winning hand. You're in a fixed fight. It's predetermined. They just trying to put this smoke screen on you. What they call give you the okadoke. You know, they trying to okadoke you and thinking, making you think, hey, that you lose. And you're a loser? You're not. You're not. You are a winner. Stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. You got to win the hand. Don't throw it in. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all be blessed. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."